Johnny Linehan. He's known as Johnny Rugby. He just won another national championship. He's a three-time national champion now, Johnny?
Yeah, three for me, four in a row for the team, though, so I've got to catch up to them.
Yeah, you got to. Don't you have another year? Are you a junior this year?
Yeah, I got another year.
Nice, you got opportunity.
Yeah, and we all know that rugby seizes the opportunity, seizes the day. Great match, by the way. I thought you played well. I thought the entire team came together. The first half was a dominant performance by BYU, 17-3 going into half, and then Cal came out with their hair on fire. Had a couple tries. Were you guys startled at all by the energy that they came out with in that second half?
Oh, no, we definitely expected it. We just didn't answer as well as we would have liked. Coach Smith at halftime said, in the first 10 minutes, they're going to come out from the gates as hard as rocks. And they did, to their credit, and they caught up. So they kind of caught us a little off guard about how easy they did it. But we knew they were coming. But to their credit, they did. But luckily, we were able to hold on.
You've been a part of three national championship teams now. What's the difference with the team this year as compared to the other two teams?
Yeah, well, this year we had to be like a midget at a urinal, always on our toes, because we weren't as good as maybe some other years past. We had a lot of great skillful players leave us and kind of left a few gaps, especially in the forward pack. So this year we had to gel together more as a brotherhood and really commit to laying out on the field every time we took the field because, like I said, we weren't as talented, and I honestly thought Cal were a little bit better than us and we were a bit of an underdog. But, yeah, we stuck together and we were able to come up with the result. I'm really proud of the boys for that.
How were you able to come together with that? I hate to cut you off there.
No, I was going to ask the same question.
Oh, yeah. How were you able to come together? I mean, you said that you're not as talented. Who rallied the troops? Who inspired the team to come together and maybe work a little bit harder, put in more time to execute at a higher level?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's really neat in our team. We obviously have captains. But everyone really steps up into a leadership role. So we respect and honor our captains. But a lot of the people that were making us work harder and encouraging us to do better weren't in leadership roles or weren't in the captaincy. So really everyone just kind of came together and was like, hey, if we want to win this, we're going to have to step up and practice. So we did extra reps of, running after practice, and we would commit ourselves to lift as much as we could by ourselves because we didn't have the facilities available like we have in previous seasons. But I'm not sure if you heard about it, but we did a commitment hike up the Y where we had the whole team come out and you hiked the Y, and at the top you signed a BYU rugby ball as the commitment ball. And that was just going into the last couple of weeks of the season. And if you signed the ball, that means you were all in to do whatever it took, whether it was from the coaches or from the captains or just from yourself, to put it all on the field and at practice and on game day. So that really brought us together, that commitment hike. And we had a guy hike it, and he was getting ACL surgery in the next couple of days. So, yeah, it's a big effort, and it means a lot to us. So that was pretty much how we came together.
That's a pretty cool story. I love, as an athlete, hearing those stories and getting guys together. John, do you think you guys have to do something like that next year for you guys to get on the same page, or do you see other obstacles and challenges that you guys would have to overcome?
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to rally the troops just like we did this year and do something similar, if not the same, because college sports, and it's a little different, obviously, than professional sports in the sense that your roster can change due to people graduating or not having time to be able to do the sport. So every year we have a lot of people that leave and a lot of great players and influential leaders leave. And that's exactly the same as this year. We have about 8 or 9 seniors leaving who have been a huge part of the program over the last 4 or 5 years and have been a part of, one of them has been a part of every national championship, and he's never lost one. Wow. He was part of all 5, 1 before his mission and 4 after his mission. So we have a lot of people leaving this year. So I think next year is actually going to be very difficult for us. So even though the season just finished last week, we're going to have to start pretty much now in the weight room and conditioning to make sure that we're ready from a physical standpoint. And then once we get our team, then we can start mentally preparing. But that's just as crucial.
I need you to be real with me here, Johnny Linehan. Johnny Lingo Linehan on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. You're an 8-Cal player, just so you know. But you got to be real with me here. How good is Calvin Whiting? He's my boy. He was really good friends with my little brother out in the Lone Peak area. How good is this kid?
Okay, if you want my honest opinion,
yes,
I think Calvin might be one of the best players that BYU will ever see. This year he was held short because of injury. Obviously he hurt his knee. He had a similar injury as to what I had, and that was like devastating because he's such a good player. But for a young kid, I really look up to Calvin. He's actually one of my role models on the team because of how good a player he is, but also because of how good a person he is. He is really an amazing athlete and will be a great player. But hopefully injury doesn't stop him from kind of breaking out of the shell next year. But I predict him to be one of the captains in the future for BYU rugby and possibly playing professionally.
What makes him so good?
He just does everything right. He's a great defensive player. I know that no one will get through him on the defensive end because he will make all of his tackles and he'll make you pay for it. He can kick well, he can read the game well, he can pass well, he runs well and powerful. So all around, he's one of the, I guess, the most evolved players that I've seen. A lot of the time, you might, and with myself, I have edges that I need to still sand down and so that I can make my game better. But Calvin, he's a really well-rounded player, and he stands out in a lot of the crucial areas. But he's just an all-around great rugby player, and I'm sure he could play other sports just as well, but rugby seems to be his passion and his fit, so...
So are you going to try to convince him to try out for the football team?
Yeah, we have some undercover discussions about that every now and then. Cause he could be that good. But there's so many players on the rugby team that could also double up. But if I was to have a sweet spot in my heart for any of them, it would definitely be Calvin because I love that guy. He's one of my closer brothers on the team.
Johnny Lingo Linehan, why in the world would you want – I mean, you've tried out for the football team before as a defensive back, and I think you did maybe try a few kicks here and there, some punting, maybe some place kicking, and now we're hearing that you're going to be trying out for the football team again as a punter, perhaps maybe place kicker. Why would you do that? Why would you do such a thing again?
I love BYU. And I love BYU sport and BYU athletics. It really is such a passion of mine. So every time I go to any sporting event, it kills me if I'm in the stands. I hate watching football when I know I could probably be out there playing and contributing to the team and helping BYU. So I want to go out as anything that I can to help BYU, whether it be, you know, the next point guard like Jim or somewhere or, you know, volleyball or anything, golf, you know, softball, if they'd let me. I just want to help BYU. And I feel like football has, it is something that can cross over easily, especially kicking and especially punting. I feel like that comes quite naturally and easy to me. Yeah, when the coaches, they came and said if I would consider it, I was more than happy to. And so right now I'm going out to practice by myself, and for fall camp, I should be reporting with the team. And then if I earn the spot, then I'll stay on and do it. So it's really up to me to earn the spot. I haven't been given anything yet.
Have you been talking to any other players just to get some tips on what you can do to better your game and to make the team?
Yeah, definitely. But it's also like they want to help me, but at the same time, you know, it's also their spot. So they don't want to give me too many pointers in the right direction. But pretty much the main guy that's been giving me love and helping me out the most is Moose Bingham. He's been with the team for quite a while. I know he's trying to punt as well to increase his stock in the football team. And so, yeah, he's been giving me the most pointers. So over the next few weeks and over the summer, I'll go out and kick with him and we'll fetch each other's balls and just try and get better so that we can, if called upon, be able to go out on that field and win some football games.
Who was the first coach that approached you about the punting game and the kicking game, saying that, hey, do you want to try out again?
Yeah, so I hope I'm allowed to say this. I really don't know what what rules and stuff, but I'm pretty sure it's okay. But I know there was one week where Coach Tidwell, I know he does a lot with the special teams, Paul Tidwell, yeah, he came and he saw me while I was eating inside the Legends Grill in the student athletic building. And he was like, "You need to answer your phone. We've been trying to call you." And I actually didn't have any. I actually didn't have any missed calls, so I was kind of shocked. And then he's like, "Yeah, we need you to come out and try kicking for us." And then Coach Kelly Copena came and spoke to me. And then I also saw Coach Kafusi, and his son Bronson was actually a missionary in my ward back in New Zealand. So we're pretty close. And so now I'm quite close with Coach Kafusi. So he came and said, "Hey, Coach's got a hold of you." So really those three that came and spoke to me. And then I went out to the walk-ons in winter. But because of some eligibility issues, which are quite like hard to explain, I wasn't able to be with the team over the spring ball.
Okay.
I would love to, but I just wasn't able to work it. But over the fall, those things should be cleared up, and I'll be able to go to fall camp and then hopefully earn my spot and go out there and bang helmets.
So you're saying bang helmets. That means you want to, after you punt that ball, you want to get down and maybe tackle. You want to say, "Hey, give me a lane, coach. Not just give me a safety spot, right? You know, I don't want to be a safety. You want to get out there and tackle."
Oh, yeah. I have dreams about it multiple times a week that I, like, take this 99-yard punt and it ends up on the one, and then they run it back, and I don't know why, but they get past the defense, and then I run down and I smash them and strip the ball and run back for a touchdown. I think that'll make sports in the top 10. So that's the vision right now.
Nice.
whether they can get through the special teams or not. But no, I would be down to. I told the coaches, I said, "Hey, like I'm ready to help where you want me to and do that." But I think it'd be a cool story if I was the first punter that did punt returns as well. So we'll see what they say. That probably won't happen, but I'd like to dream a little.
It's okay to dream, and we are never the first people to squash your dreams. Those are that's the coach's job, to squash people's dreams. But if you want a perfect example of how to be a phenomenal punter and to make open field tackles, if you want this, there's a guy by the name of Matt Payne. Just Google it. Just get onto YouTube and type in Matt Payne, Boise State. He literally just cold clocks. Pat Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, Matt Payne. Cold Cox, this punt returner for Boise State two times in a row. He's a big dude. He's like 6'4", 220 pounds, and he runs really well. But that would be a guy. You know, people, BYU fans still hold Matt Payne in high regard because of those bone jarring hits. So if you're able to do that, I think you'll find yourself in BYU folklore.
Yeah, I've Googled him quite a lot. I think, he makes some crunching tackles. So I don't know if people should expect that, but I'll see what I can bring to the table if it happens.
Love it. Johnny Lingo Linehan on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Tell us about the work, the regime that you have going on right now. How many hours a week are you working on your kicking game? Are you only focusing on punting, or are you also trying to get your place kicking down as well?
Yeah, so I just got married last Tuesday, so it's a week anniversary today.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I got married to Marissa Nimmer on BYU soccer team, and she'll be entering her senior season. So she wants to go out and get better, and I want to go out and get better. So we're going out, we're trying to at least. We just got back from our honeymoon, so we have the goal to go out at least once a day. Maybe even morning and evening, and she can work on her shooting, and I'll work on my punting. But anytime I go out, I do punting and place kicking, just to try and increase my value, I guess. And if called upon and needed, then I should be able to do both. So I'm working on that as long as Marissa with her shooting. So hopefully we take the BYU sports by storm this fall, both of us, the Linehan power couple.
Nice. Johnny, have you talked to the coach, or has your coach said anything about not playing football and maybe trying to get you the other way and say, "Hey, don't join the dark side"?
Yeah, Wayne Terafiti, I know, is like, "Are you sure?" Yeah, I can't do his accent right now, but are you sure you want to go out for football again?
I know. I spoke to them a lot, and I respect them. But this time is different to the first time. The first time they're a little bit skeptical just because it was a defensive back. I mean, I don't know how to backpedal. I just thought it'd be a lot easier than it was. And it was pretty difficult. And they were kind of like, oh, like there's more of a high chance, I guess, of getting injured. But now I'm a junior. I kind of said, hey, this is my time. I want to do it for myself. And they respected that, and they respect that a lot. And we do have a close bond with the football team. Some people might not think it, but yeah, we have a lot of love for the football team, and they have a lot of love for us. So because the seasons are offsetting and pretty much polar opposites, yeah, Coach Smith just said, yeah, if you want to do it, you can go do it. But I'm sure in the back of his mind is, please don't get injured.
Well, I mean, if you're just kicking, you're going to be just fine, right? I mean, if you're just kicking, typically you don't get injured as a kicker. At least you hope you don't get injured.
Maybe ankle, though, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe fingernails, but other than that, we should be okay.
So you say you have dreams of also being a kick returner or a punt returner. Have you ever taken a punt return? Has anyone ever punted it to you? Like a football punt, not a rugby punt, a little bit different, where they get that spiral kind of hanging in the air. Have you ever tried to catch one off like a jugs machine or an actual punt?
I've never done it off a machine, but I want to. But Scott Arellano, the most recent BYU punter, when he was trying out for the pro day,
yeah.
Sometimes I would go out and see him, and I would ask if I could fetch his balls. And so, yeah, I wouldn't say like we're close friends, but yeah, we definitely friends. And he would let me go and catch his punts, and he can boom them. He just keeps improving, and he's getting so much better. And so he would go out and punt them, and yeah, I'll be honest, I can catch them quite easy.
Look at that. Nice. Quite easy.
Just because rugby, you have to catch it, and they can smash you. You can't call a fair catch, so I'm not worried about people coming at me. I'd rather not call a fair catch and see if they can hit me, and yeah.
Johnny, give us a breakdown of how you're going to be punting. So Scott Arellano is a traditional punter. He doesn't do the rugby style. I don't know if he can. But it sounds like you're going to be doing just the rugby style kicking like Hackett up at the University of Utah. Is that correct?
Yeah, rugby style kicking, in my opinion, and I feel in the opinion of a lot of coaches these days, is more of a dual threat. If they don't respect you rolling out, then you can scramble and make a first down, if not more. Also, while you run, it puts in doubt which way you're going to kick for the returner. So I feel like after watching a lot of Hackett's film, he makes a lot of his distance on punts from the bounce and the roll because he's so good at evading the punt returner. And so that's what I'll be looking at doing, is doing directional punts as I roll out. But I would also be, I'm also going to learn traditional spiral punts because sometimes that is better in the sense that if you're stuck in your end zone, it's better to minimize the risk of rolling out and getting, I guess, a safety or getting tackled before you get your kickoff. So I'll be learning both, and it will just come down to the game situation. But, yeah, I'm just hoping that I can do it in the fall. So right now it's all in pencil, but every day I'm working to try and make it more bolted out and pin than I can be doing it this fall.
Can you kick with both left and right feet?
I can, but not well. So I would only be kicking with my right. But I'll try and learn with my left. I don't think I'll ever be confident to do it in front of that many people and with that much on the line to do it with my left. So unfortunately, only my right foot is good.
Johnny, we appreciate you coming on with us. Great insight, great interview. Congratulations on the marriage. I can't wait to hear your story about all these practices with your wife as she kicks the soccer ball around and you're kicking the football around. All of a sudden, you're going to be a star on the football field. That's what I hope to hear.
Yeah, I hope to hear that too. And then I've spoken to Marissa, and we're hoping in the near future we have our own BYU quarterback to take all of our spotlight.
Nice. Dream big. Dream big.
Oh, yeah.
Dream Make sure he eats right. his vegetables. No candy.
Yep.
There you have it, Johnny Lingo Linehan. We appreciate you hopping on with us, Johnny. Good luck this off season. Continue work hard, and we'll keep tabs on you.
Yeah,